Through June and early July, work has been underway at the Langley Senior Resources Society Center to fix the damage caused by January's burst pipe and flood. The flood closed off major portions of the facility after freezing temperatures cracked the pipe above the snooker room. Water poured down from the ceiling, and staff and volunteers scrambled to protect as many areas as they could as the water washed through multiple rooms. Washrooms, offices, and activity areas were all damaged. Repairs and fundraising to cover the costs began immediately, and both Langley Township and Langley City also contributed funds to help cover the insurance deductible the society was facing. The building reopened almost immediately after the flood, with the main hall and cafeteria still up and running. A number of activities had to be moved around, and some staff worked from home, Ludlam said. But one of the only activities that had to come to a complete halt was snooker. In June, Ludlam took the Langley Advance Times through the facility as the last phase of repair work was underway. Most of what was left to do was flooring replacement and painting, Ludlam said, along with cabinets being reinstalled. In the snooker room, parts of the tables were being replaced, and new ceiling tiles were needed. With renovations underway, the center's leadership took the opportunity for a few minor upgrades and changes, including repurposing the computer lab space, and moving the computers for seniors' use to a new location. After 6 months, the work was almost complete. "We should be completely all done by July 24th, Ludlam said. "After everything is done, there will be an informal opening of the remaining areas of the center, followed by something special for the snooker users, because they were the only user group that couldn't be accommodated during the last 6 months of repairs." The deep freeze in June caused burst pipes all over the lower mainland, in public buildings, homes, and apartment complexes.